What's going on, everyone? This is Derek. Welcome back to season two of the Late Night Social. Thank you for hopefully coming back and listening to us. And once again, for season two, I am joined by my friends Jacob. I'm joined by my friends Jacob.
Hey.
Wake up.
Spencer.
Yo.
Paul.
Yo.
Willie.
Hey.
Myself. Hello. And
weird.
Tonight, we are doing something a little different. We're going to do our best and worst.
I feel like we say we're doing something a little different all the time.
Shut your mouth. This is my episode.
Whoa.
Derek, this is your podcast. Let's be clear.
Yeah. We're doing something a little different. We're going to start off with the best and worst tonight. But we have a little something different for the topic. And I will let Willie tell us that a little bit later. So tonight we'll do best and worst Instagram page follows. Cool. Is the energy going to be this dead the whole time, or should we start over?
It's going to be this dead the whole time.
So I should start over.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. So it's just going to be garbage.
It's not
going
to change, so just keep going.
First episode, season two, garbage.
Got high it. Energy coming out.
Sweet. Okay.
Got to have high hopes.
We're going to go Paul.
All right. I'll go best and worst Instagram follows. Number one, worst.
Pages, by the way, not people.
No, I can do a person if I want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A person's
Instagram page. The best is the Babylon Bee. Like, they don't,
so good.
They don't miss.
I don't follow them. So I need to follow good. Them.
Yeah, you do. And it's mostly like, I took that personally because it's like about liberals and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. It's hilarious.
You love some Christian satire.
Yeah. And the worst, by far the worst follow, and I don't even know why I don't unfollow. It's Brandon Lake, dude.
Whoa.
Just stop.
Come on,
dude.
Bro.
Cut your stupid ponytail off.
Oh, my God.
And
hey, I like his hair.
It's all about him.
It is his page.
No, I know, but it's like, he'll like see a billboard of himself and like, oh, look at that guy. Or like, he'll fake
a
hole.
He's excited, man.
He'll fake a hole in one. Like, it's just, he's annoying. I'm going to unfollow him right now.
Daggum.
Do it, man. Nobody's stopping you.
Brandon Lake. Go ahead, Jacob.
All right.
Golly, bro.
My best follow is Greenbrier Studio. Jay Arrington.
Yes. Shout out, bro. We got to have him on the pod or something.
Dude.
That'd be fun.
If you haven't heard Ghost Mustard, you are missing a part of life. I promise you that. That song, man, you are missing out. Go look him up on Instagram. You can find Ghost Mustard on his account there.
Ghost Mustard?
He's got a lot of funny videos.
So that's my best follow is Greenbrier Studio. My worst follow is Will McCombs because when was the last time you posted?
Yeah, he's still got pictures of him in high school on there.
I honestly don't know why I follow Will at this point.
You say you're the worst follow, bro.
I mean, please unfollow with that energy. Please, you will not be missed.
I mean, he doesn't even post about the late night social.
Close the door on your way out, please.
Thank you. All right, take
it's either a Justin Timberlake video or an Atlanta Braves score.
No, I was just talking about in general. I don't know when the last time he posted was.
All right, cool.
All right, take it, Spence.
All right, my best follow. This is more of a recent follow, but dude, their videos have just been cracking me up. It's called the Pointer Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do the side eye thing.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's just they do some other funny things too, but like
Pointer Brothers?
Yeah, Pointer Brothers. And they do like a thing where they'll say like, "Hey, we definitely shouldn't start a podcast," and then do a side eye look. And they'll do it through like a rear view mirror and like random thing. They'll just keep saying, anyways, you got to see it. It's funny. It's a really good follow.
Man, it wouldn't be season two if Tommy wasn't back.
Tommy the Train.
Oh, these guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah.
And then my worst follow is, it's actually similar to Paul's, but it makes way more sense. Corey Asbury. Ooh, I don't know why
dude,
I follow
I don't
the guy.
Follow
like,
her.
Dude,
that's one of the ones I was going to think of.
He is just very annoying to me. I like some of his music. Like, I'm not hating on his music, but he just comes across as super arrogant. Dude, in a lot of videos.
I gotta say this because
he tries to be funny, but I don't think they're funny.
I just saw this the other day, and so like I gotta say, I saw a video he posted yesterday, I think. Maybe he posted it before, I don't know. He was playing this song, and it's like, it's super country, like CMT Awards type of thing. And like, he's playing through it, and I'm like, okay, like it's honestly not bad. And I'm thinking, like, maybe he's just gonna try to put out like a good country song. Like, his voice, his playing, like, his appearance, like, it fits.
He's got a country vibe.
But he's trying to twist it into some kind of country, Christian feel, CCM thing. And I'm like, then he tried to, I could tell where he's trying to punch it in. I'm like, dude, like, you're trying so hard now. Either just put a one-off country song out and just let it be, or just take this and change it and go CCM. But, like, it just feels like he's trying too hard. And either he's serious or he's really trying to get clicks.
Yeah, it's hard to tell sometimes. All right, I'm going to toss it to Derek.
All right, so I'm going to do my best first. And this is a two-in-one, but follow me because one doesn't exist anymore, but it's the same people who did it. So I first originally followed an account, and this is the actual name. Suspense, just put a bleep,
boy.
Just put a bleep over it.
Of course it is.
But the account is called, the account is called Jerry.
Oh, nice.
And it was just like joking, like news stuff, essentially. Like making jokes, almost like
you
Babylon.
You sent us something the other day from that.
Almost like Babylon B, right? But then
it
they
used to
got...
be called Jerry News?
No. Jerry was first.
Who is Jerry, and why are we doing that?
I don't know,
him?
But Jerry Springer's dead, so... and then, yeah, so they were doing jokes at first, but they were posting some like actual news, and they got more traction on that, so they started Jerry News. So honestly, like a lot of the stuff that pops up on my page first for like the quickest to stuff is Jerry News. So I really like that. I think that's my best follow because it's like they give a lot more information than most places, like most sites and stuff like CNN and stuff. My worst follow, I was going to say Corey Asbury, like Spencer. I don't know. He just kind of irritates me. Not really anything personal because I don't know him, but it just, I don't know, it bothers me. But there was a page I unfollowed recently, and I'm still trying to remember what
they
it was.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah, that's the one. There was a page I was trying to think of because I unfollowed it recently because it was just like, it was super, super irritating. And I honestly still can't think of it. So I guess at the moment I can just go with Corey Asbury.
Sweet.
That's my worst for sure, but it bugs me because they're not famous, but they kind of are, maybe.
Jonas like Brothers.
God, no, I would never unfollow them. You're stupid.
So entertaining, those people.
They are, thank you very much. I don't know. Willie, what you got?
Yeah. So my best follow recently, I think it's been the last year, his at is Eric Lottery. He is a founder of RNG Golf Club. The man just goes golfing and he does sound effects every time he swings a club. And
is it the yeah? Is it?
Yeah.
Is that I heard the part of me and I said, yeah.
He went, ah. Oh, Barry with the Parmesan. Yeah, I think that's really funny, personally. And, the worst is of this week, a few weeks, like later last season, we did a top five podcast episode. And at that time, I really didn't listen to podcasts other than this one. But afterwards, I got into podcasts. And one that I got into was The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill.
Yikes. Yeah.
And the founding pastor of Martins Hill. His name is Mark Driscoll. He's still around. He has a church, and he has an Instagram. And
he
is very active on his Instagram.
He's still going hard.
I feel like the dude has just like really pushed into all the bad things.
He's leaned in hard. Yeah,
he's one of the most arrogant people, man.
And it's like his Instagram is like political. It's like socially relevant in the worst way.
He's always talking about biblical manhood, and it's so toxic,
dude.
It's so toxic. The toxicity is still there,
but he's more open about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like a train wreck.
It's like everybody knows now. I'm just gonna go in harder.
Yeah. Some of the stories I heard prior to listening to this podcast, The Rise and Fall of Martins Hill, like I heard stories on other podcasts from other people. I'd never heard the actual clips of him. Dude, it's not even infuriating. It's just comical.
I think it's hilarious, some of the stuff
that he says, I'm like, there's no way he believes it.
Yeah, people are buying it.
But then you, like, obviously, people bought it and, like, listened to it, and they still buy it, unfortunately. But it's like, this dude is so delusional that he believes this bullshit he just, like, made up in his head. They're like, half the stuff that he says, and I'm like, where did you find this in the Bible that you believe it's actually biblical for you to just... Like, so bad to the point of, like, this one kind of got me is, like, you have to write your own songs because you think the other songs are love songs. And basically what he said is gay, essentially. It's like, dude, like, you're so far gone.
It's pretty funny how much, like, I see other people post this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
It's like they have no idea.
They don't know who he is.
And they have no context, but they're like, oh, that sermon clip was good.
That's a word.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the problem with the church in America is we have an Instagram Reels Christian faith biblical understanding. That's it. Yep. It doesn't go beyond that.
Yep.
Preach. That's another episode.
It is interesting
podcast.
That I look at
We're
like,
here now.
Stay tuned for next week.
I look at like the pages I follow, and I see like other people I know who follow that page, and that's one. It's like I can see the people who follow it, ironically, kind of like they know who the guy is, and it's just like, what will he say next? But there's people who follow him. They're like, yeah, they're following because they
follow
like what he says
to receive a word,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
You know, my favorite thing about Instagram is when you're watching Reels, and you'll feed like a really funny one and you'll like it. And then you'll see at the bottom and be like, liked by Spencer or followed by Spencer. I'm like, yeah, that's my guy.
Way to turn it around, Paul.
It's usually eggs or something like that. Egg videos.
I'm surprised I wasn't your best follow. Like some kind of weird.
I don't have any accounts that I follow. It's just Reels. This is my algorithm. That's eggs.
You know what? Shout out to Brooke Lyle, the Odyssey Barbecue, because I was talking to her about like, because she's on like a special diet or whatever.
Yeah.
And she said she brought in like a full giant Ziploc bag full of boiled eggs like last week.
Yeah,
because that's part of her diet.
I'm inspiring people all over the world.
She don't listen, but she needs to.
Yep,
she doesn't listen.
I told her about it several times.
So you support her business, but she doesn't support yours.
She's actually making a living. Just so we're clear,
we are about to.
Yeah,
our reward's in heaven for this.
Oh, okay.
Negative.
That's all really cool. So listeners, tonight we have a cool thing we haven't done before. We have a lot of longtime listeners but not first time callers, and tonight is going to be a first. Some of our favorite listeners, perhaps, not that we have favorites, but we do, they're going to call in. They're going to have questions. We're going to chat with them. And we're just going to have a good time. And I can't think of a better way to start it off than having my Aunt Missy call us in. So let's hear from Aunt Missy.
That was good, Will.
Oh, someone's calling.
Answer that thing.
Who is it?
This is the Late Night Social. This is your host, Will.
Hi. This is Aunt Missy.
Why are you yelling?
Aunt
Will?
Missy on the line.
Missy!
How are y'all?
Good.
We're good. Better now.
Can you hear all of us?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
Just, hey, Missy, thanks
just,
for
just
calling
so
in.
Everyone knows, this is my aunt, and I'm her favorite nephew.
Of course you are, Will.
Is this the aunt that bought you the race car bed?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So, Aunt Missy, we asked you to prepare a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready, please ask.
Okay. My question is, if y'all were in the movie, like Freaky Friday, where you had to switch places with somebody, but it had to be from the podcast,
oh,
which person would you want to switch places with for a day?
Oh, God. I got my answer.
I got mine.
Go ahead.
I'm going Paul. You can't hide money.
Two-story house, yeah, baby.
That's where I'm going.
Will, you want to go
what
next?
What you got?
For me, I'm going Jacob.
You don't want three kids?
No, I don't want three kids. Jacob just, he just lives the life.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Big money over here.
I mean, Alex scares me,
yeah,
but...
it.
You know, just marriage aside.
Yeah,
Jacob weird. Just lives that life. That's just Jacob.
Okay. Spence?
I would say I would switch places with Will. He's living the dream.
Dang,
he's
so
living
no
the bachelor
kids.
Life.
That gift of singleness.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. He's got a sweet studio set up. I mean, dude, he's got it going on.
Sick invite.
I'm gonna say Derek because right now, he's working on
that
a new
shed,
career.
Though.
He's got the shed. He's got a studio set up in here. He's vibing. I'm going to say Derek.
Did you mention the blue hair?
Yeah, buddy.
I would do the blue hair, believe it or not.
Derek has blue hair, if anybody's wondering.
Interesting.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
Paul, what you got?
If I had to switch places with anybody, I would definitely switch places with Jacob. To live one day... carefree. I don't have to be anywhere at any time.
Could you handle the stress of being late?
No, but if I was Jacob, I wouldn't give two
No, you
Fs.
Would. You would.
Not if I was in Jacob's mind.
No, but that's the thing is you're still thinking the way you think, but
oh,
you're in Jacob's
oh,
body.
Oh, no, then I couldn't do that.
That's what the question is. Oh, man. That's what she said. It's like Freaky Friday. So you're still conscious of yourself in Jacob's body, in his life, in his household.
In that case, it would be Spencer then.
Why?
I don't know. Just to be able to, you know, have a stash, play guitar.
Have a stash. He'd immediately go shave my beard off. Put my glasses on.
Change 10 diapers a day.
Yeah. Missy, oh my gosh. If you had to change places with one of us, who would it be?
Oh, boy.
I've really been trying to think about it since I came up with the question because I figured y'all were going to ask me. Obviously, I know the most about Will, and he is pretty petted, and he can call my mom at any given time and get cube steak and rice and gravy.
It's true.
At any given moment, and so I think I would probably go with Will just to be, you know, spoiled a little bit.
Okay,
he is spoiled. That's true.
I love cube steak.
Okay. I will say, I've had Kathy's cooking a couple times, and it's...
Me too.
It's pretty balling.
Yeah, she does know how to cook pretty good.
She's a great cook.
We keep her around for a reason. Yeah.
And we were thinking about this. Let's just see how this goes.
Okay.
If you... This isn't prepared. I'm sorry, Aunt Missy. But if you had the opportunity right now to ask any of us one question, one of us in particular, what would that question be?
You want to do question and person or just general question?
Just that one person.
Okay.
Just get one person. I don't know that much about everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so is Paul from here?
He is from Los Angeles.
Okay, Los Angeles. So, yeah, he's the one who's met all the celebrity people. And I'm pretty much a fangirl person. I like celebrity people. So
I'll sign an autograph for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. Who has he met that I would have, that I would recognize? Like, oof. From like, you know, mind you, like early 2000s. We'll give myself.
Tell your ref story, Paul.
Well, I'll tell you that Bradley Cooper lived the street behind me when I grew up. Who the ref story. I mean, I was reffing flag football. The Will Ferrell story, or
no? You're getting flirted.
Oh,
flirted with.
So I was reffing flag football, and Reese Witherspoon was. I was wearing like a Dallas Cowboy beanie, and she's apparently a Dallas Cowboy fan, and yeah. So she was like talking to me about the Cowboys and kind of flirting a little bit with like the, you know, the little cute ref on the sideline, you know, type of thing.
Oh my daughter would totally flip out. She
was that Reese or was it Jamie Lee Curtis?
No, that was Reese Witherspoon.
Dang, two different occasions. Sorry. Look at
it,
you.
It wasn't Wither.
I was thinking Jamie Lee Curtis, but that answer was way better for Missy. Because
oh, and do you know?
Yes, that was a great answer right there.
Do you know who Jamie Lee Curtis is?
I do.
Okay, well, one day she was signing.
That's his mom.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Freaky Friday. She was signing up her son for basketball. And I was like, yeah, thanks for signing up. I was like, I'll see you at the games because I'm one of the refs. And she said, are all the refs as cute as you?
Oh, geez.
But it was weird for me because
you're like famous.
It was weird for me, though, because she looks a lot like my mom.
So what you're saying is a lot of old women have things for you.
Including my wife.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. You just called your wife old.
Jeez. Monica, you heard it. Well, Aunt Missy, you're my favorite aunt, other than my other aunt.
We heard.
But I want to thank you for coming on and calling in and being a lifelong fan and a first-time caller. And thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me. And y'all keep recording because I have to listen to y'all on my way to work. It makes Monday morning worth going to work.
Yeah.
Will do. Remember... This isn't going to be a case of the Mondays. So you got to keep that in mind.
Light and variable.
Bye, Missy.
Bye, Missy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you. Love you. Bye.
That wasn't me.
All right. This is a new thing. We got to see how many people spend.
Oh, everybody's
going to
say
I love you back.
Let's do a little backstory on that real quick.
No context. What? No context.
No, like they're not going to hear it yet.
Yeah, the people aren't going to know.
I'm talking about for everybody.
No, you got to get a little bit of context.
Okay, fine. Spencer loves everybody, okay? That's just the story.
Yeah, that's whatever. It. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Who's next?
There you go.
That better?
David.
Yeah, that's a little better. Oh my gosh, what is happening?
He's at work.
Can you hear me?
Good God. Loud and clear,
sir.
Out.
There was like this weird background noise. Like, are you taking a poop or something?
Now? Yeah. We're good now.
Okay. I didn't know what it was in the beginning.
No, I don't know either. It's all good. It sounds good now.
Sweet.
Yeah, dude.
What is...
How are y'all?
What's David? Up, dude? Hey, thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad I got in. I got through the line.
Yeah, it's pretty backed up right now. We're only taking a certain amount of callers tonight, so
we have all the wires.
First time,
in the back
first time long
the
time, you know.
Yeah, dude.
First time, long time.
Yeah. So how's your day, man?
It was a great day, you know. Beautiful day in South Carolina. Mm.
Oh yeah.
I don't know about all that,
dude. So, how's it feel to be on the late night social right now?
I feel like I'm meeting my idols, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you ain't got to fluff us up, dude. Come on.
The most famous thing I've ever done.
So,
if you stay fluffed, you don't have to get fluffed, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Did you say this is the most famous thing you've ever done?
Absolutely.
But no, do you have anything, a question that you have for us tonight, David? What do you want to ask us?
I do. I really want to know two things.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
What is your preferred drink while you're on the podcast?
Ooh, dang.
Okay.
And when are your wives going to have one?
Yes.
Yes.
Have a drink?
Or a podcast?
Podcast, of course.
He said podcast.
Like their own podcast or be on our podcast?
Or just be on y'all's and let them get loose and let them just talk.
Yeah, I'll let Paul answer that for you.
I'm so glad you asked, David, because we're in the process of getting season 2 in the works, and we will have a wives episode on season 2.
That's what I'm talking about. That'll be the most popular episode ever.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
What are you trying to say, dude?
Take it easy, man.
Okay. I'll start us off with preferred drinks. Mine would be pineapple juice and Rum Haven. It is so good.
Very tasty. Very, very, very manly.
If I close my eyes, I'm sitting on a beach somewhere.
On a what?
What's her name?
On a beach.
You gotta go, Paul.
Mine changes a lot, but I would say right now it's probably a transfusion, which is just like some sort of vodka and grape juice.
It's a what?
Transfusion.
Transfusion.
For me being Will, David, I love you, man. Thanks for being on.
I love you too, brother.
Will's a suck up.
I think my go-to is just a beer. I love a beer. Tonight it's a Modelo, the number one beer in the world. I mean, I support the world in general.
Okay, that sounds good.
On to you, Derek.
I mean, generally, it's just, I mean, if you've listened to a couple episodes, you would know that it's probably bourbon. Whether it's in I say it or you hear the way I talk.
The further along the episode gets, the more you know what you're drinking.
That was a rough night. I started at like 8:30 in
AM.
No, God, no. I started at like 8:30 and Spence had got help by his kids and stuff. And
blame it on me. Yep.
No, it was. My fault. He was doing the dad thing, and 11 o'clock rolls around, and we still hadn't started recording. And it was. I knew at that point. I was like, this is not going to be good. But either is bourbon on the rocks or old fashioned.
Nice.
So that's usually what I
do. You can't drink all day unless you start in the mornings.
There you go. See, he gets it.
Amen, brother.
What was the second part to the question?
We already answered.
With the wives.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, happening soon, bro.
And then do we want to continue the question that Will asked Missy?
Yes. Will, ask David your question.
Hey, Dave, this is me again. I love you. if you could ask any one of us a specific question, just that person, what would it be?
Specific question. Paul, why do you never get political on the show?
Dang! Oof. You know, I would love to, but these guys are scared to go there.
That's not true. We've had arguments.
I figured all that stuff gets edited, right?
Yep, we've had arguments. asking him why he won't do it.
We haven't really gone deep and edited out politics.
Only like one time. That. No, like why he won't go there.
I want to have an abortion episode. They don't want to do it.
That's not true. I said I would do it.
He went there.
Did he hang up?
He's still there. David.
No.
Yes.
You can ask me a politics question now if you like.
Do it.
Well, I don't have to ask you. I know where you stand on most things.
Ask anyways. Hey, ask a good one.
If you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. What's the saying?
If you don't stand for something,
you'll fall for nothing.
Yeah.
You'll fall for
anything. Oh, no.
Yeah, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
For nothing.
For anything.
No, for anything.
Fall for nothing. Would it? Yeah.
Why would you fall for nothing?
Fall for nothing.
Because you don't stand for anything.
If you don't stand.
You'll fall for anything.
That's the saying I've always heard.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for Greenville.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right, David, you got a question you want to ask Paul, though, even though you.
That was it.
No, that's all I had. I mean, I'm not going to get too deep into it.
You want to ask him who he's voting for this year?
Do it. What is happening right now? You got to stand for something
or you fall for anything. Oh my God.
Hey,
are you really
I'm not going by a hit.
Hey, no cap. My grandpa Mike, I talk about him on the podcast. He worked with the main writer on that song. Aaron Tippin is from Greenville, and the main writer is from Greenville too. He worked with him at the time he wrote it.
I thought it was from Spartanburg. Tippin?
Blue Ridge, homie.
Yeah, baby.
No joke. I opened for Aaron Tippin one time.
Is that what he asked you to do?
I have a question for David.
Oh, okay. I like it.
David.
Yes.
What would you think about being on an episode with us?
Like, I would love to do that.
In the shed with us in the same room.
In the shed, I'll bring my Knob Creek and we can go to town.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
Hey, can't hide money, David. You can't hide money, dog.
He must live in a two-story house.
You have a two-story house?
I get, of course.
Heck well,
see,
yeah,
I lived
dude.
In a trailer for 15 years to afford this two-story house.
There you go. Hey,
sacrifices.
I did a shirtless drive by the house one time.
That's true. We all did a shirtless drive by your house.
Hey, not all of us.
I was not there.
Sick invite, Paul said.
It was for his birthday, okay?
That's right. It's my 40th during COVID.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Jacob's got a question for you.
I got a question for you. Sure. This bus is going to hurt.
I'm sorry?
What? I said this bus is going to hurt.
Interesting.
If you had to shout out one of your family members, who would it be?
Oof. Way to start an argument.
Katrina wouldn't mind. I'll shout out Ashlyn.
You sure about that?
Ashlyn Brooks, my daughter, is the best ever.
Wow.
Oh.
What about Dylan, your other daughter?
He could probably beat you up. So I would
I know. But I don't see him enough anymore, so it doesn't scare me as much.
You better watch it, D-Rock.
Exactly, right?
Just don't tell him my address, please.
Right? I know where the shed is, bro.
Yeah, he's going to start knocking and be like, Derek, come out. I'm like, I'm sorry, Dylan.
Not here. I do want to play golf with him, though, and David, because I love you.
Kiss ass.
And he plays every weekend.
Sick
is he good?
He plays every weekend.
I'm not saying much.
Oh, man. Well, dude, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for calling. And
absolutely, man. I'm glad I got to come on and talk to you gentlemen.
We hope you still keep listening because we know we suck. But thanks for being a loyal listener.
Absolutely. Love you guys.
Hey, love you more. I love you way more.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too, Will.
Love you.
See ya.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
I love you.
Love you. Dang it. I got the last one.
There's zero chance he answers my call.
If he answers, to say, welcome to Late Night Social.
Your call's been forwarded to an
hello? Offer.
Andrew Malone.
What's up?
What's up?
What's going on?
How long are you going to go?
What's going on, fellas?
This man just woke up from his sleep.
Sorry, dog.
No, I'm yelling at him.
I'm not asleep. What's going on?
We are recording our podcast right now.
Let's
and
go.
We were like, one of our callers, we were like, they didn't call
they
in.
Bailed.
And so I
was
like,
it was Paul's.
I said, I'm going to call Malosh. I bet he'll answer my call.
Absolutely.
So now you're on the podcast with us.
All right. What are we talking about?
Are you a listener?
No.
Nope.
He's like, I didn't even know y'all had a podcast.
Shut up. I'm not a listener.
Let's go.
Well,
fresh perspective.
I'm a follower,
first
I'm
time caller, first time
it.
Listener.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is how we get more people to listen.
There you go.
We call people that know we know don't listen, and they have to listen because they're on it.
All right. Okay. Hey, you know enough from what you've heard from some of us. Do you have a random question for all of us that we could answer?
Gosh.
You can have a minute to think about it. Okay, Malosh, I have a question for you.
What's up?
You were on the Nashville trip.
Mm. Okay.
Of course he was.
I was.
Was Guitar Center worth it?
No.
Malosh settled it.
No.
Malosh, were my drum skills surprising?
Yes.
In a good way?
Yes. Yeah, you kept a little beat there.
I kept a little beat.
Yeah, was there cake involved with breakfast?
Yeah, there was.
All right, Malosh, your boy's got a question here. Your boy Spence.
Okay.
When are electric drums making a return? When can we expect to see them back out?
I think they're done, man. I think they're retired.
Really?
I think they're done.
The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Hey, Malosh.
I think people get it now.
Malosh,
what's up?
Yeah. What bothered you more, the retirement of electric drums or the retirement of Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
He didn't retire.
He's retired, bro.
Oh, I was thinking senior. Sorry.
Oh,
dang. He was on voluntary retirement.
Either the retirement of Electric Drums, man. They had a good run.
I know you're a big Del Jr. fan, too. I didn't know. That's
cool story, Will.
That's unfortunate.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Milosh, do you have any other questions for us?
Man, not at 11 o'clock at night.
Sorry, buddy.
You're talking about we just called you out of the blue and like you're not prepared.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
He answered, and now I know that I have someone I can call.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Wow. Anytime.
Because we know your ass ain't answering, Jacob.
Milosh, we miss you, dog.
We miss you guys, man.
You, love you, buddy.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Oh, Jesse, we love
her. Y'all are hanging in.
Oh, yeah.
We hanging, dog.
Sleep well. All right. Don't let
love
the
you
bed,
guys.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Love you. Mm-hmm. Love you, dog. Right.
Love you.
You guys.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Should I call Carter?
What is up, dog?
What's she doing?
You're on the pod.
No way.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Hey, Caleb, I've got a question for you. This is Paul.
What's up?
Hey, what did Jacob do to that porta potty today?
Oh, my God.
He said porta potty.
What is it called?
Porta.
What is porter.
You said porter.
Porta potty.
Porta potty.
Porta potty.
No.
No, dog.
What did I say?
You said porter. It's porta.
What did he do to that porta potty?
He obliterated it.
Oh man! Okay,
that poor porter potty.
How, hey, Caleb? You work with Jacob a lot. How much of your day consists of Jacob taking a poop?
Like at least 1/3.
Whoa! Oh,
that's
man.
Big facts.
It's like. It's like we know his schedule.
Yeah.
So it's like he goes in the morning, whether it's at his house or at the shop. And then about 11 o'clock-ish, he goes again.
And then about
in between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock is when the lunch hits. So then he goes again.
Jeez.
Dang, this is pretty spot on.
When do you work?
In between all those poop breaks?
We find little time during the day.
Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I always poop on company time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Caleb. So, you're on the pod. What I want you to do, take a second. And we want you to ask us a question that we all have to answer.
What's the topic?
Whatever you want.
Your choice.
There is no topic. You get to decide whatever the question is.
Oh no, we don't really be like that.
You can take a second. Man.
All right. What does your ideal, like if you have a free day, what does that look like?
Y'all ready? Who wants to go first?
I feel like it's unfair if I answer, so you go ahead.
I mean, it's definitely unfair. Play golf for me.
With who?
Who are you playing golf with, Paul?
You can only take four.
Total. I can only take four?
No, you can't take four, including yourself, four.
So a foursome.
Yeah. Because most courses, that's all they allow.
I mean, I guess I'll take like a dream foursome. I can with anybody. It's my dad, Tiger Woods.
Golf foursome.
And Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Cop out.
All right. If I had a free day, I think, one, I'm going to find some good coffee and some sort of pastry or sweet.
No way.
And
sounds like.
Then I'm going to find some good food somewhere.
Cartwright Food Hall.
Yeah. Sushi. Yeah. Some sushi.
And then the Port-a-John.
And then some coffee and then a Port-a-John. After that, to be honest, I don't really have much. You know, as long as I got some coffee and some good food, that's all I really need for a good day.
Mm.
And I will say it has to be with somebody. Because
with who?
Eating by yourself is not fun.
It's not.
If I say Allie, y'all are going to be like, ugh. But
it has to be a bro.
Wife aside, I'm taking Spence.
Yeah, boy. That sick invite.
All right, here's Spence.
Caleb, man, I'm going to probably try to sleep in. I mean, it depends on if the kids are home or not. If the kids aren't there, I'm sleeping in. And I'm probably going to golf.
Yuck.
With some friends. And then I'm going to take my wife to Taco Sushi.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And then...
Who's your foursome?
Jacob's got 5%, so...
That's a lot for him.
If I'm just off the top of my head, my golf crew... It's going to be Caleb Chapman from Colony House. He's going to be my cart partner.
Dude, that sounds fun.
And then in the other cart, it's going to be... That's tough, dude. I don't know.
Hey, Caleb, this is Will.
What's up, Will?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
You smell up, dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for working with me there, Caleb. All right. My perfect off day. Is that kind of how we said it? It doesn't matter. I'm sleeping.
Free day. Same thing.
Free day, whatever. It's usually Saturday for me. I'm sleeping in. I'm not seeing any one of these fools unless Jackie wants to go to brunch. I love that. But usually not.
Yeah, baby.
Nah, you didn't include me, so I'm out. And then if that didn't happen, I'm going to eat Mexican food for lunch by myself. It's just a thing. It's therapeutic. Don't ask me about it.
Right, and there's no girls that'll go with you.
Thank you, Paul. That afternoon, I'm coming back home. I'm probably going to watch, if it's like in the fall, it's football. Right now, it's maybe there's a baseball game on, whatever. I'm doing that. And I'm just chilling, man. I just chill. I can chill. Cool. Here's Derek.
I got nothing. No. All right, Caleb, we're done.
All right. Peace.
Hey, love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Yo.
Zion.
What's up?
What you doing?
I don't know. What you doing?
You are on the pod right now.
I figured. Surprise. That's why I answered.
Yeah.
That's why I answered.
So,
not because Derek called you, but because you thought you were on the pod.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I figured because I was like, there's no other reason he would be calling me right now.
That's very, very true. I've never once called this man ever.
I know.
If
what's up?
If you thought it wasn't for the pod, would you have answered?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for the honesty.
So we're doing a little bit.
It was like if it was like in the morning or something, and he was like at work or he had a question, I would not be answering right now. But I figured
same. I get it. Actually, you did call me one time, and I didn't answer because I knew it had to do with work stuff. Also, I was asleep, but still. So I get it. But you are on the pod, and we're doing a little bit of a Q&A thing, and we know you're a listener. So what we want is, if you have a couple minutes, we want to see if you have a question for all of us. It can be, well, first, let's just go a question for all of us to answer, and we'll start there. And if you want to take a second to think about it, you can.
Ooh, a question for all you guys to answer. Yes. Oh, man. You guys are really putting me on the spot. Okay.
Yeah, it's
Is it supposed to be like an individual question for like each of you or just like one single question?
One single question first. We'll answer it.
Okay.
It could be past episodes. It could just be whatever.
Okay. Well, I got one that comes to mind because I think of this one like often when I listen to you guys.
Okay.
Yes. How often, like how long do you think you're going to be making this podcast?
Oof. Ooh, God.
That's a like, we're all thinking about that.
I don't know, dude. Honestly, I mean, three of us are dads. The other one's also
that we
married.
Know of.
Yeah, that we know of. The other one's also married. Will is.
Will will get there. He'll get there.
Single,
Will,
ready
Will
to
has
mingle.
A couple kids secretly.
Probably little Willie's running around somewhere.
He's got at least one little Willie.
Honestly, though,
child
like,
support requests are coming in. I don't know.
Oh, that's not good.
My man's arms are freaking red from golf, bro.
Yeah, Paul and Will golf today in the cliffs, and Will's arms are close to tomatoes.
Sick invite.
Yes! Yes!
I think, I think that's the first non-pod member sick invite on the pod.
Hey, you guys need to make some merch that says sick invite. I'll cop that. I will.
Let's go. We've talked about it. Honestly, to answer your question, I have no idea. I mean, it life changes happen a lot.
Do you guys enjoy doing it? Like, do you like look forward every week to doing this?
Yeah. Okay. Spencer calls it the best night of the week.
I do.
He does.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, for me, I have no idea, really. It's, I mean, I would say we go to week to week, but like most of the time, like we have stuff planned out. But I mean, right now we're just kind of going with the flow. I mean,
let's correct that. Most of the time, Derek has stuff planned out. The rest of it just show up. Yeah,
see, I try to. No, we had a planning meeting like almost a month ago now, and we planned stuff out. But the problem is nobody followed through with it. Jacob, we're answering the phone, Jacob.
Jacob, he would try to make plans with you, bro, but you wouldn't answer those texts. So.
Oh, call him out.
Zion, this is Will. If I can speak personally, I'm waiting on some modeling contracts to come through. As soon as I hear back from that, it could change for me. But that's just me. I'm going to let everybody else speak on that too.
Right. Honestly, yeah, my answer is I'm not really sure. Spence, what you got?
If you're not ready.
Yeah, dude. I think you know, my contract is through season two right now. So I'm just taking it one season at a time, you know. We'll see. We'll reevaluate after season two.
What he's saying is his 2 weeks notice is coming in soon.
What's up, Zion? This is Jacob.
So,
what is up, dude? So
you're gonna be answering texts, that's what's up.
What I was gonna say is I will always do this podcast as long as it's about hanging out with my dudes, having a good time. But if it ever becomes anything more or less than that, then I'm out. But that's originally what we did.
So what happens when you guys blow up and get famous and you guys are all driving around your Jaguars?
Money changes everything.
Jaguars?
Listen, yeah, money's great and all, but I'm still here to hang out with my dudes.
I get paid more if he's out.
That's literally the podcast. So you would be doing it every week.
That's a good point.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Yeah, because Paul
Marshawn Lynch. I hear that. I know that quote.
Yeah.
That's in our contract.
You didn't sign the contract. Derek was the only one that signed it.
Signed the contract, big boy. Signed the contract.
I wrote the contract.
You didn't sign the contract.
Doesn't mean anything unless you sign it.
Got nothing. Okay, Zion, that's the first time Paul's been speechless.
He said you ain't got no nipples.
Oh man. Zion, if you had to guess and like say who's gonna be the first person out on the podcast?
Definitely you.
Oh, three babies victory.
Because I've missed a couple weeks, dude.
But, like, you already skipped so many episodes because you.
Dang it,
dude! Zion knows more about this pod than anybody.
I know, that's incredible, dude.
That's awesome.
Like, so what made you like think about that question?
Like, how long do you guys are going to be doing this?
Yeah,
I don't know, because it's just like you guys are all like young, except Paul. He's kind of getting up there, but like you guys are all young and like just having a ton of fun, and it's like. I was just curious, like, if your life just keeps going on and it just turns into something, like, less fun and more, like, you feel like you have to do it kind of a thing.
Mm, I feel you, bro. That's a good question.
Sounds like you guys really like it.
We do.
Like, just each episode sounds like you guys are just, like, being boys and having fun, so.
Absolutely.
That's why I like it so much.
Do you have a question for just one of us? Who is it and what's the question?
For Paul.
Mm. All right.
Everybody wants
dude,
to
we know who the most Paul. Popular person is.
Most questioned.
Most questioned. Because I'm a big sneakerhead. I have over 45 pairs of sneakers in my collection. And I know you're a sneakerhead too. So what is your dream sneaker to own one day? Like realistically. Not one that's like way out of pocket that's like 30,000 or something, but like one you think you can get to one day.
Oh man, that's a good question. I'll be honest, I haven't really been in the game recently. I'm kind of transitioning out of it, honestly. I've sold a few pairs and stuff. But oh man,
that's a hard question.
My favorite shoe that I don't have is, I have the lows, but I don't have the high top Space Jam 11. So that's probably what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good shoe.
Yep, the 11's my favorite. Besides the one, the 11's my favorite. So that's what I would say. Yeah.
And what's your favorite shoe in your collection?
Oof.
Is it the Unions?
Yeah, I have two pair of Union ones that I love. But I think honestly, my favorite shoe is, dude, I think it's the Bred 11s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But now that everyone's asleep.
No, I was with you.
I was interested.
So. Did I just hear Zion snore?
Bro, I was snoring. I was coming to follow you guys.
What's yours? What's your favorite? Like, if you could get one pair of shoes, what would it be?
Oh man, one pair of shoes. Like realistically, it would probably have to be like the. Man, let me think. That's a tough one. I know my favorite pair of shoes that I have right now are the Chinese New Year Jordan 13s.
Oh, nice.
That's my favorite I have right now.
Did you get those on the sneaker app?
I did, yeah. I hit on them.
Wow. You got some bots working in your favor or what?
No, I tried that. That didn't work. probably like the off-white Jordan 4s, like the sales.
Okay.
Dang, real. That's good. If I could get those for like 800 or 700, then
Derek's squeak a little bit, but
a little bit.
He's got some
Wuhan got a different hit fake on it, you know.
Derek got those Chinese New Year's, but not like yours.
But to be fair, the first time Zion saw me on my off whites, he thought they were real.
I knew they weren't because. Little money don't lie.
Yeah. Well, when you work at the same place, it doesn't, you know.
But yeah, that's how I know.
I married a sugar mama, so you know.
There you go.
So, well, that's all we have for you, buddy. We just wanted to call, and we know you listen as much as you can, and we just wanted to call you and get your some questions in. But we appreciate you answering and talking to us for a few minutes.
Yeah, it's awesome, guys. I really appreciate it.
So, love you.
Go and get your sleep and. You know, keep growing a little bit there, young man.
Love you.
I will. I'm already taller than Willie, so.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's true.
And that's saying a lot.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you too, Spencer.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later.
All right. See you, boys.
Bye.
That was good.
Nice.
I'm average height.
All right, y'all. It has been a really fun episode tonight. Thank you to all the callers who called in. Will, we'll see you next week, dog. Will's exiting the building. Love you. And truly, like, we love all of you listeners out there. We love you. Love you.